The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus and his disciples arrived at Bethsaida, people brought to him a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. Putting spittle on his eyes, he laid his hands on the man and asked, "Do you see anything?" Looking up, the man replied, "I see people looking like trees and walking." Then he laid hands on the man's eyes a second time, and he saw clearly. His sight was restored, and he could see everything distinctly. Then he sent him home and said, "Do not even go into the village." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, brothers and sisters. And welcome back, and welcome to the most unusual miracle in the entire Bible. Here's the only miracle story in which Jesus heals somebody in two stages. He makes the blind man see, but only first after making him see badly, and it forces you to ask the question, why? Can't Jesus heal somebody in one great big fell swoop? Is this amateur Jesus? Is this Jesus in training? No. It's very deliberate. And let's understand why. But first understand this. Whenever you see something strange in the Bible, 9 times out of 10, there's a great lesson in the Bible in strange things. Now, granted, there's plenty of places in the Bible where you see something strange, and we're all left scratching our heads. But most of the time, if you see something unique, if you see something unusual, there's a great message there. And like a nugget of gold, you have to dig for it, but it's well worth your effort. So to understand, let's begin by understanding this. In the gospel stories, the apostles symbolize ourselves. That is to say, the apostles represent our spiritual journey. What they struggle with in their journey to understand who Jesus is, we struggle with in our journey to understand who Jesus is. What faults they struggle with are faults we struggle with. And in the Gospels, and especially in the Gospel of Mark, they don't see who Jesus is clearly right at the start, do they? It takes time. It takes perseverance. It takes repeated exposure. In fact, what it takes more than anything else is an experience of seeing Jesus on the cross, especially in the Gospel. In fact, that's the whole point of the Gospel of Mark. The apostles come to know who Jesus is when they see him on the cross. And just like in this miracle story, where the blind man can come to see people, but only first after seeing people that he thinks look like trees, so similarly, the apostles can't see who Jesus is until they first see him nailed to a tree. And in fact, that's the message of this entire gospel passage. You can't see the man until you first see the tree. Now, you and I, we're spiritually blind as well. Honestly, we are. It takes us time, lots of time and repeated exposure to see the most basic spiritual things. Case in point, when you meet somebody, you meet another person, what do you see? Well, at first blush, you see only superficial things, don't you? You see how old they are, you see how tall they are, you see their hair color, you see what color jacket they're wearing, superficial things. But that's not seeing a person. If you want to really see a person, it takes time. It takes repeated exposure. Only then do you come to really see what was there all along, but that you were blind to. And just as an aside, one of the great joys of heaven is that you will be able to see the quality of someone's soul in the resurrected body instantly. Now, I won't get into the reasons why, but you'll be able to see people instantly. When people claim to have had visions of the Blessed Virgin Mary, always the same story. Someone asks, "What did she look like?" And they always answer, "She was so beautiful, I couldn't even describe her." And do you know why they answer that way? It's because in the resurrected body, you see the soul. And that's the beauty that they cannot put into words. But you and I, we're spiritually blind. There's lots of things that are spiritually true that we can't see right away. It takes time. You can't see God's presence in your neighbor. It takes time. You can't see God's will in ordinary circumstances, can you? It's hard work. It takes time. It takes discernment. I spent the better part of 8 years trying to discern whether or not God was calling me to be a priest. It takes prayer. It takes receiving of the sacraments. But you know what it takes more than anything else? It takes an experience of seeing Jesus on the cross. If the only thing you do in your spiritual life is pray and receive sacraments, you know, it's like planting a seed but never watering it. You know, if you don't know what it means to be generous to another person, to sacrifice and give of yourself for somebody else's good, to do penance, to forgive, all these hard things, you know, it's like planting a seed but never watering it. Just like the apostles. You can't see the man until you first see the tree. And it's a messy process. Jesus heals this man, but what does he use to heal him? He uses spit. Now, when you hear that, don't you think to yourself, at least to some degree, don't you think to yourself, yuck? Perfectly natural if you do. It is yucky. But you want to know what else is yucky? Carrying the cross. Nobody does it gracefully. I mean, even Jesus fell 3 times on the way to the road to Calvary, didn't he? So if you're struggling to carry the cross and you're maybe not doing it ever so gracefully, just remember, it's not supposed to be pretty. It's a great big mess. Some saints are converted instantly and they see instantly, you know, example St. Paul, example St. Augustine. Most of us, it's a slow, gradual process. And why? Because if you could see great spiritual truths instantly, you'd probably get all caught up in yourself and your own spiritual pride. That's why. I read an article once that said, I was giving advice to parents, and it said, if you're going to buy your teenager a car, be sure to get him a car that's underpowered with a small engine. Preferably an old car, preferably an old, ugly car, but definitely get him a car with a small engine. Why? Because if you get a Ferrari for your teenager, they're probably going to crash. And if God gave you spiritual insight instantly, you'd probably crash in your own spiritual pride. The slow cure is always the safest cure. So what do? We persevere, we persevere, we persevere. The grace of perseverance and the grace of salvation are the same grace. So let's you and I continue to persevere, even if we're doing it badly. And I promise you that God who's begun the good work in you will bring it to fulfillment.